When Musidorus fell in love with Amadine most fair, her father cross to him did prove, which caused him to despair. And for to ease his troubled mind, he wandered in disguise, hoping he might soon comfort find, yet tears dropped from his eyes. Alas, quoth he, what should I do? I am unfortunate. And though my love is firm and true, I meet with rigid fate. For she who is my heart's delight, her father is my foe, which causes me to take my flight. Now to the woods I go. In woods and deserts I'll reside, since my poor Amadine, whom once I thought to make my bride, she must not now be mine. My father's court I quite forsake, never again to see. For love my heart will surely break, my dear, I'll die for thee. Thus went his wandering prince to seek throughout the desert side some secret place where he might keep and secretly abide. At last he did a shepherd turn, still minding of his flocks, which caused him Amadine to mourn and tear her golden locks. Alas, alas, this princess cried, has he forsaken me, who I did think could ne'er abide where I should absent be? Some sudden change possessed his breast that makes him prove unkind. Whilst Amadine can take no rest to ease her love-sick heart. Thus Amadine, whose troubled mind was sorely filled with grief, for want of Musidorus pined and could find no relief. Then she a resolution took, whate'er did her betide. Her prince so dear, she would go look throughout the world so wide. And privately away she went to all her friends unknown, to give her troubled mind content, she wandered alone. Until she came into a place where savage beasts alone were known in numbers to increase, and thus she made her moan. Ah, hapless wretch, quoth she, I am of lovers, yea, the worst. While some delight to feel love's flame, I think myself accursed. Yet will I never rest till I find out this prince of mine, who strangely and so privately forsook his Amadine. A shower of tears then trickled down from her bright shining eyes, whose beauty did the desert crown, whose sighs then filled the skies. And Musidorus, being near, did chance to hear her voice. Though first he was possessed with fear, at last he did rejoice. Certain it is, quoth he, the tongue of my poor Amadine, to whom I have done too much wrong, which grieves this soul of mine. To her sad heart I will give ease, since she is in distress. For love is such a strange disease, no tongue can well express. To Amadine he then appeared, who startled was to see. She was by Annie overheard, and in a sound fell she. But her dear prince with kisses sweet brought her again to life. That meeting was to them most sweet. He made her soon his wife.